Hi everybody, this is Tracy. Tonight I am going to talk to you about my mother. In just a few days, my mother will have been dead for 3 years. And in the last 6 months or so, I have really tried to dig deep into understanding and identifying her narcissistic traits. I always knew that our family was like messed up. I knew that we were not like other families. I would get yelled at if I commented and said something like that. You know, the normal things. Can we have Christmas dinner together? Can we have Easter, Thanksgiving? The normal things that I expected as a daughter to have in my life. If I ever mentioned any of that to her, she got really pissed off. But never knew that she was a narcissist until I learned about all of this about 3 years ago. So it was only a few months after her death that I started to learn about this. And it wasn't until probably 6 or 7 months later that I opened the door to why me. And then that opened the door to learning that my mother had narcissistic personality disorder and had mothered us from that place, and thus making me a very good target for a narcissistic husband and ex-boyfriend. So in the last few months, I've been really digging in and honestly a little bit sensitive about the fact that it's been 3 years. Someone asked me last week, and I knew that her death anniversary was coming up, but I was like, I don't know if it's 2 or 3 years. I mean, it's so weird to think about that it's gotten to a point after now I know it's 3. After 3 years, just it not holding the importance that it did before, and wanting to really understand everything that I could about my mom. And one of the books that if you have a narcissistic parent that I strongly recommend is Dr. Carol McBride's book, Will I Ever Be Good Enough? And I'm going to read an excerpt from this book in just a few minutes. But my mom was very beautiful. In fact, here's a picture of her. Can you see that? It's kind of reflective, but she was very pretty. And this is a picture of her just about 6 months before she passed. Oop, that's the two of us wearing red noses. Some of the other things about my mom were that she was an alcoholic. And while she didn't drink probably the last 10 years of her life, she was addicted to opioids because of pain and sickness in her life. And that dramatically changed her life. She was always, always sick. She was always needy and always needed either my dad or one of the daughters to take care of her. And she got depressed. I didn't understand depression then. I didn't understand trauma. But she was, I'm just going to list these things. This is a little worksheet that I made in the last week, and I wrote down in the green all of these things that I can remember about her. And most of the things on this were things like she was incapable of taking care of herself, or she used manipulation. Down at the very bottom, I started going into the triangulation of me and my two sisters, how that she could never really love more than one of us at a time. And, you know, in studying this now, I see that was a pattern. She just couldn't. And I never understood why. How could she possibly not love us all the same when she would say she did, but she just couldn't. She was always like everyone loved her. And she always had these fake daughters, these other people that she would find, that she would cling on to, and then tell me that she was mailing them their Christmas gift. And me and my sisters never got a Christmas gift. I can't remember the last time my mother actually bought me anything. It was always, here's a check for you. So impersonal, right? But yet other people were getting gifts that she was wrapping and packaging and getting off to them. That just confused us all. So I wrote all these things down, and this is an exercise, whether you choose to do it or not. I'm just going to tell you what I did, because it's helped me discover. So I kind of jotted down all of the things, and her birthday and her death day right here in the middle. And I had done a course earlier this summer with Joanna Lynn, who you can watch. I think I have two videos with her now. She's an epigenetic family constellation expert, and I had done a constellation with her that, to explain what that is, it's understanding the patterns that you inherit from your parent, and the epigenetic things. It was interesting to me because I didn't know my father since I was about 5 years old. And I really thought that he had absolutely no bearing on me growing up. I didn't see him again. But when I did the work with Joanna Lynn, I learned that a lot of the patterns of all three of my siblings and I all had patterns from our father, even though he wasn't in our life. So the same thing holds true with my mom. And before I go into a little bit more about her story, I'm going to tell you the story part. So one of the things that we knew about my mom was that when she was 9 years old, her mother was shot in front of her and she watched her die. Back in the 40s, there really wasn't therapy. There was institutionalized and off to a home you went. So my mother was actually put into foster care homes. And the stories that we tell, she tells us, were there were at least 20 foster care scenarios where she would go to school every day and pack everything that she owned in a bag. They didn't have backpacks then. But she would pack everything because she didn't know if she'd get home and she was being moved to another foster care home. So she never had a sense of belonging. She never had family that she could trust, and she never felt taken care of, nurtured, or loved. So that's the bottom line of what I was writing and I learned and explored in the Joanna part of this. The things I remember, the things I got extracted out of the Joanna work. And I always kind of thought, okay, she saw her mom get murdered, which is like horrific if you think about it, but she would never talk about it. She would never explain it, if even asked questions. She would never be forthcoming with any kind of information, which growing up just meant, it didn't bother her, whatever, she moved on. But in the work that I did with Joanna, I saw more truths about that and about the trauma that she carried with her for the rest of her life. And that affected the way she mothered, and that affected the way she became. And we often ask, how do narcissists become who they are? And this kind of work helped me see how she became that. And then I know we've all been with narcissists, and whether it's your parents or an ex-husband, an ex-wife, a girlfriend, we've had these people in our life, and everyone always wants to know. And for me now, I can sort of pinpoint it in a way that I couldn't before, that trauma stayed with her, and it made her very dependent on people. And in a way, she sold her soul when she divorced my real father and married my stepfather. She divorced him to give us a better life. She was incapable of taking care of herself. She had no skills. She had no education. She was beautiful. And so she used what she had to make a better life for her and her kids. And it was a good life. We lived an entitled life, if you would. But a lack a lack in emotional availability and family stability, and in those exact things that she didn't get when she was growing up. She didn't have a family. She didn't know how to mother. So those were the things that we lacked in. When it came to stuff, we had stuff. And honestly, stuff meant nothing. Because all I would have loved to do was, you know, be more like a family like my friends were with theirs. Like, play Monopoly, for God's sakes. Kind of crazy. All right, I'm going to read you some of the things out of Dr. Carol McBride's book to have you look at. Does your mother have these narcissistic traits? Number one, when you discuss your life issues with your mother, does she divert the discussion to talk about herself? When you discuss your feelings with your mother, does she try to top your feelings with her own? Does your mother act jealous of you? Does your mother lack empathy for your feelings? Does your mother support only those things that reflect on her as a good mother? Oh, yeah. Have you consistently felt a lack of emotional closeness with your mother? Have you consistently questioned whether or not your mother likes you or loves you? Does your mother do things for you only when others can see? When something happens in your life, accident, illness, divorce, does your mother react with how it would affect her rather than how you feel? Yeah. If your mother overly conscious of what others think, neighbors, friends, does your mother deny her own feelings? Does your mother blame things on you or others rather than own responsibility for her feelings and actions? Is your mother hurt easily, and does she carry a grudge for a long time without resolving the problem? Yes. Do you feel like you were a slave to your mother? Do you feel you were responsible for your mother's ailments or sicknesses? Did you have to take your mother Did you have to take care of your mother's physical needs as a child? Did you feel unaccepted by your mother? Do you feel your mother's critical of you? Do you feel helpless in the presence of your mother? Are you shamed often by your mother? Do you feel your mother knows the real you? Does your mother act like the world should revolve around her? Do you find it difficult to be a separate person from your mother? Does your mother want to control your choices? Does your mother swing from egotistical to depressed? Does your mother appear phony to you? Did you feel you had to take care of your mother's emotional needs as a child? Do you feel manipulated in the presence of your mother? And do you feel valued by your mother for what you do rather than for who you are? Is your mother controlling, acting like a victim or martyr? Yep. Does your mother make you act differently on how you really feel? Does your mother compete with you? And does your mother always have to have things her way? Those are some of the things that Dr. Carol McBride wrote in her book. And the more I study it, and the more I see, and the more I have learned about the trauma that was in my mother's life, and about forgiveness. Forgiveness is something I had to learn. And that was to learn that forgiveness is not about forgetting what someone did to you, but it's about releasing the emotional attachment and the baggage that can sit on our shoulders and carry with us, like it did with my mother. For the rest of her life, she carried that trauma on her shoulders, and it made decisions in her life. It made her feel unworthy of being capable of taking care of herself, wanting to take care of her daughters. There's a lot of anger in there. But to really forgive someone is to release that. And so I have forgiven my mother. I have forgiven her. And I pray for her. I pray that she is happy in heaven. I do know she went there. And understanding my mother's self-esteem from being tossed into 20 different foster care homes, and understanding what happened to her, created a need to be taken care of and have a sense of belonging, no matter what the cost was. And the cost meant that she didn't learn to take care of herself. The cost meant that she sold her soul and didn't have relationships with her daughters. Because she craved constant attention, she actually, her body developed like a situation that actually created pain, created illness, so that she could be taken care of. And in order to deal with that pain, she couldn't deal with the pain of reality, nor the physical pain that actually was manifested from that mental pain. She became addicted to painkillers, and they ultimately killed her, shut down her body. Because my mother was unable to show us love, we only learned what we saw, and that was to repeat the same patterns of being taken care of. For me, I thought that's what you were supposed to do. Grow up, find a new husband, and life would be happy. You'd be taken care of. And that's not to say that I'm like my mother and I don't have my own career and I don't have my own skills, talents, and passions. But somewhere deep inside, I became dependent, and that made me a target. No wonder she was like she was. We know about trauma now. I understand it. This is my promise to you, Mom. I will learn how to receive so that I can fully love. My receiving skills are not really good because I was never worthy of receiving because I never received from you. I will learn to practice self-love. And that means to love myself despite things that aren't perfect, despite that I make mistakes or have made mistakes. I still love myself. And Mom, I will honor the life that you gave me, and I will do the best job that I can do to raise your grandson and teach him the skills that you were unable to teach me. On your death day, in a few days, Mom, I am going to sprinkle the last of your ashes. This is you. This is all that's left. And I've held on to it. But it's time to let you go. So goodbye, Mom. I'm doing this on YouTube because I'm pretty sure they have YouTube in heaven. They have to. How would we learn and see all these great and wonderful things? So if you are struggling with holding on to the anger, I encourage you to do the work. Try to get to the root cause, because it's not in that we need to forgive because there's a root cause, but we need to understand so that we don't repeat the same patterns. This is so important, guys. If If you had a narcissistic parent, then maybe then, like me, narcissistic relationships. We need to get to the bottom of this. So I suggest, if you haven't read Dr. Carol McBride's book, Will I Ever Be Good Enough? It's for daughters of narcissistic mothers. But I always tell my clients, I tell my groups, that this book is perfect for anybody that had a narcissistic parent. If you're a man with a mother or a father, it doesn't matter. Just switch it in your head when you're reading the word mother. It helps. It's a great book, and it's a great tool, and it's going to help you heal to better understand. So this is Tracy, and that is all I've got. Thank you so much for joining me, and if you haven't subscribed to my channel, please do. If you are looking for more help and guidance, please go to my website, narcissistabusesupport.com, and you will find a wealth of resources and help you get started to what you need to do next. If you are looking to talk with someone, whether it's a narcissistic parent or a divorce or a relationship, or how to start over, I do coaching. And despite the fact that I had tears in my eyes a few minutes ago, I'm human. We all are. And I can help you. I've talked to thousands of survivors. And I love helping, being the detective for you and with you. So go to my website, narcissistabusesupport.com/coach me if you're interested in that. And bye, Mom. Does your mother have these narcissistic traits? Number one, when you discuss your life issues with your mother, does she divert the discussion to talk about herself? When you discuss your feelings with your mother, does she try to top your feelings with her own? Does your mother act jealous of you? Does your mother lack empathy for your feelings? Does your mother support only those things that reflect on her as a good mother? Oh, yeah. Have you consistently felt a lack of emotional closeness with your mother? Have you consistently questioned whether or not your mother likes you or loves you? Does your mother do things for you only when others can see? When something happens in your life, accident, illness, divorce, does your mother react with how it would affect her rather than how you feel? Yeah. If your mother overly conscious of what others think, neighbors, friends. Does your mother deny her own feelings? Does your mother blame things on you or others rather than own responsibility for her feelings and actions? Is your mother hurt easily, and does she carry a grudge for a long time without resolving the problem? Yes. Do you feel like you are a slave to your mother? Do you feel you are responsible for your mother's ailments or sicknesses? You have to take care of your mother's physical needs as a child? Did you feel unaccepted by your mother? Do you feel your mother's critical of you? Do you feel helpless in the presence of your mother? Are you shamed often by your mother? Do you feel your mother knows the real you? Does your mother act like the world should revolve around her? Do you find it difficult to be a separate person from your mother? Does your mother want to control your choices? Does your mother swing from egotistical to depressed? Does your mother appear phony to you? Did you feel you had to take care of your mother's emotional needs as a child? Do you feel manipulated in the presence of your mother? And do you feel valued by your mother for what you do rather than for who you are? Is your mother controlling, acting like a victim or martyr? Does your mother make you act differently on how you really feel? Does your mother compete with you? And does your mother always have things her way? Those are some of the things that Dr. Carol McBride wrote in her book. And the more I study it and the more I see and the more I have learned about the trauma that was in my mother's life and about forgiveness. Forgiveness is something I had to learn. And that was to learn that forgiveness is not about forgetting what someone did to you, but it's about releasing the emotional attachment and the baggage that can sit on our shoulders and carry with us, like it did with my mother. For the rest of her life, she carried that trauma on her shoulders, and it made decisions in her life. It made her feel unworthy of being capable of taking care of herself, wanting to take care of her daughters. There's a lot of anger in there, but to really forgive someone is to release that. And so I have forgiven my mother. I have forgiven her, and I pray for her. I pray that she is happy in heaven. I do know she went there. Understanding my mother's self-esteem from being tossed into 20 different foster care homes, and understanding what happened to her, created a need to be taken care of and have a sense of belonging, no matter what the cost was. And the cost meant that she didn't learn to take care of herself. The cost meant that she sold her soul and didn't have relationships with her daughters. Because she craved constant attention, she actually, her body developed like a situation that actually created pain, created illness, so that she could be taken care of. And in order to deal with that pain, she couldn't deal with the pain of reality, nor the physical pain that actually was manifested from that mental pain. She became addicted to painkillers, and they ultimately killed her, shut down her body. Because my mother was unable to show us love, we only learned what we saw, and that was to repeat the same patterns of being taken care of. For me, I thought that's what you were supposed to do. Grow up, find a new husband, and life would be happy. You'd be taken care of. And that's not to say that I'm like my mother and I don't have my own career and I don't have my own skills, talents, and passions. But somewhere deep inside, I became dependent. And that made me a target. No wonder she was like she was. We know about trauma now. I understand it. This is my promise to you, Mom. I will learn how to receive so that I can fully love. My receiving skills are not really good because I was never worthy of receiving. Because I never received from you. I will learn to practice self-love. And that means to love myself despite things that aren't perfect, despite that I make mistakes or have made mistakes. I still love myself. And Mom, I will honor the life that you gave me, and I will do the best job that I can do to raise your grandson and teach him the skills that you were unable to teach me. On your death day, in a few days, Mom, I am going to sprinkle the last of your ashes. This is you. This is all that's left. And I've held on to it. But it's time to let you go. So goodbye, Mom. I'm doing this on YouTube because I'm pretty sure they have YouTube in heaven. They have to. How would we learn and see all these great and wonderful things? So if you are struggling with holding on to the anger, I encourage you to do the work. Try to get to the root cause, because it's not in that we need to forgive because there's a root cause, but we need to understand so that we don't repeat the same patterns. This is so important, guys. If you had a narcissistic parent, then maybe then, like me, narcissistic relationships, we need to get to the bottom of this. So I suggest, if you haven't read Dr. Carol McBride's book, Will I Ever Be Good Enough? It's for daughters of narcissistic mothers. But I always tell my clients, I tell my groups, that this book is perfect for anybody that had a narcissistic parent. If you're a man with a mother or a father, it doesn't matter. Just switch it in your head when you're reading the word mother. It helps. It's a great book, and it's a great tool, and it's going to help you heal, to better understand. So this is Tracy, and that is all I've got. Thank you so much for joining me, and if you haven't subscribed to my channel, please do. If you are looking for more help and guidance, please go to my website, narcissistabusesupport.com, and you will find a wealth of resources and help you get started to what you need to do next. If you are looking to talk with someone, whether it's a narcissistic parent or a divorce or a relationship, or how to start over, I do coaching. And despite the fact that I had tears in my eyes a few minutes ago, I'm human. We all are. And I can help you. I've talked to thousands of survivors. And I love helping, being the detective for you and with you. So go to my website, narcissistabusesupport.com/coachme, if you're interested in that. And